The Irish Council Against Bloodsports has raised concerns over incidents during the Sligo Races meeting at Clevra last September. The meeting in question took place on the 15th of September. And I think this has been confirmed, but certainly the Irish Council are claiming that an 11-year-old horse called Samson burst a blood vessel on the day of its race. And the horse has since died, they claim. But the council also say another horse that raced at Sligo that day, an 8-year-old horse, has since died. The horse fell during one of the races, so that may or may not be linked. Not that the council feel there is a direct link. And during that same race, they go on to say, a French horse fell, two other horses were pulled up, and three more unseated their riders. The Council Against Bloodsports claims such incidents add weight to the campaign to ban horse racing and greyhound racing, or is it exactly an overall ban they want? Let's find out. Aideen Urell of the council is on the line. Good morning to you, Aideen.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. Well, is it an out? Are you saying that horse racing should be banned, or we should get to a stage where it is banned?
I'd like to see it banned along with greyhound racing. These are two very exploitative activities, and it's all for gambling and profit. And these horses are being pushed to the limit. I mean, just to give you an idea, 100 horses died during or after races in Ireland in 2021. And this is according to Horse Racing Ireland statistics. And 1,116 horses have lost their lives at races during since the 2012. And that's plus 664 Irish horses at UK race courses. That's a huge rate of deaths and injuries and deaths from same. I mean, it's broken necks, broken legs, heart attacks. This is a very, very hard on horses, pushing them to the limit. And also, it's disgusting to see whips being used on horses at races. I mean, it's just appalling. These horses are being exploited, and all for the purposes of gambling and profit. I mean, it's like it's Dickensian. It shouldn't be happening in this day and age. Animals used and exploited for entertainment. And then what happens to these horses, you know, when they're no longer any good, or when they're bred and they're no good for racing? It's like it's the very same as the greyhound racing. We all saw the RTE documentary on the greyhound industry, and mm-hmm. It was just appalling. You know, 6,000 greyhounds put down on an annual basis because they're no longer they're no longer winning on the race.
But you can't make a comparison, or can you, between what's been revealed in some aspects of greyhound racing and horse racing? There's no comparison.
They're based in the same thing. Greyhounds bred, looking for the perfect dog, the perfect racing machine, and discard the rest. Just to tell you, to give you the statistics on horses put down. From 2016 to 2020, 12,074 thoroughbred horses were slaughtered at Department of Agriculture approved facilities in Ireland. We all saw, maybe we didn't see it, but I certainly saw the BBC documentary, The Dark Side of Racing, where healthy horses were being led into abattoirs to be put down. No good anymore on the track. And some of those were Irish horses brought over to England to be put down.
Okay. All right. Well, localised it, as you invariably do, and you mentioned a couple of incidents at Sligo, the Sligo Racecourse meeting last September. But I would think that no matter what meeting you look at, there would be such tales and stories emerging. There are horses who die at various race meetings.
For entertainment. They're going to die so that some people can gamble. And that's what it's all about. There are races almost every day of the week here in Ireland for the purposes of gambling. I mean, it seems these animals are running so that you can put a bet on, not juvenile, but I mean, there's a lot of people out there betting, and it's a mug's game as well, betting.
But right. Okay. Well, well,
the horses are suffering because for entertainment and for people wanting to put on bets.
Yeah, but these horses have the best veterinary care available to them. They are treated very, very well, as we know, when they're being trained and prepared and looked after.
Oh, I'm sure they're treated very well, but and the same with the greyhounds when they're being and they're fed and looked after and that. But when they're no good and they're not, you know, they're also rans in the races. They're a trainer and an owner is not going to keep on a horse like that. It's going to go to the abattoir. That's where it ends up. Young horses going to abattoirs to be killed, to be shot in the head, or to get a lethal injection. I mean, it's just a sad, that's the dark side that nobody wants to know about.
Okay, it's highly unlikely, is it not, that horse racing will ever be banned in this country, let alone anywhere else. In this country, I mean, it's considered one of our national sports, the sport of kings, as you know.
It is
a multi-million euro industry in this country.
Gambling is a huge industry, all right, and lives are destroyed from gambling, you know, and there's taxes made from it. But there's a terrible amount of suffering of the animals, and there are people who become very addicted to gambling, and it's tragic.
Right, so we've been on to horse racing Ireland in relation to the specific cases you mentioned at Sligo Racecourse. We haven't had a response from them yet. But the point I make is, you know, I don't know what race is on today, what horse meeting is on today, but there will be horses that fall if the race is over hurdles. There will be horses that unseat their riders. Hopefully there won't be a horse that dies, but it happens regularly. Is it not part and parcel of the sport, even though you don't consider it a sport?
It is part and parcel of that sport, yeah. Why should it be? If there were humans running in races and they were falling and breaking their necks at that rate, it would be banned. It wouldn't happen. They're only horses and they're only racing machines, and that's what it's all about. It's all about making money, exploiting animals for our entertainment, and it's just time that people woke up and looked at that side of it.
Okay. They
looked past them racing along and Ladies' Day and what have you, and looked at that side of horse racing, give it a thought to the animals.
Okay, I'm very interested to hear what people have to say about your point of view, Aideen. Maybe you'd like to respond to this listener who says, would you ask that lady on your show to cop on? She obviously knows nothing about horse racing or racehorse care, about the overall economic benefit to rural Ireland. There's a lot worse going on in the human world. She should get a life. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm concerned about the animals. I'm concerned about the exploitation of animals. That other person isn't concerned about that sort of thing. They're only concerned about jobs and making money.
Right. In the absence of any support, I suppose, for an outright ban on horse racing, is there anything you would accept in relation to the changing of the rules or the regulations,
you know,
or how our meetings are run?
And flogging the horses and whipping them. I mean, it just looks terrible. Anytime I look at this racing on television, all I can see is guys and ladies beating horses as they come towards the conclusion of the race. This is flogging, and it looks dreadful. And people think that's okay. If you beat a dog like that, you would be up in court for it. But it seems to be okay to do it to a horse. And then they say, oh, they don't feel it. If they don't feel it, why do it? Why beat a horse to make it run faster if it doesn't feel it? Of course it feels it. If you got a belt of one of those whips, you'd feel it.